Marubeg Muslim School General Islamiyat Knowledge Quiz 2016. In the first category, category 1, we had a tie for second place between Madrasa Imaduddin and Madrasa Islamiyat Rikhat. So we're going to have a sudden death and we're going to pose a few questions to them. The winner will be placed second. So over to Sister Samira.
All right, children, to our first contestant. Okay, to the first contestant, your first spelling word for the sudden death round is eviction.
D-E-S-I-C-T-I-O-N.
For the next contestant, your word is creation.
C-O... C-R-E-A-T-I-N.
So the next contestant, your word is disturbing.
D-I-S-T-U-R-B-I-N-G.
We move on to Madrasa Islamiyat Rikhat. If someone can call the Madrasa Islamiyat Rikhat pupils back into the Jamaat Khana, please. Just to remind our participants, our listeners on Radio Islam International, we're having a sudden death between Madrasa Islamiyat Rikhat and Madrasa Imaduddin for a second place in category 1. Before we move on to category 2, and the participating schools there are Marubeg Muslim School, Haifel Muslim School, and Springs Muslim School. Madrasa Islamiyat Rikhat have arrived. We'll move on to the spelling, sudden death.
Contestant number 1, your first word is sincerity.
S-C-E-N-T-T-Y.
The next word is immodesty.
I-M-G-O-S-D-E-Y.
The next word is dispensary.
D-I-S-E-N-C-E-R-Y.
Jazakumullah khair to those two madrasas. The two schools or the two madrasas that will be in the finals of category 1 will be first position Marubeg Muslim School and second Madrasa Imaduddin. Jazakumullah khair. We now move on to category 2. Middleburg Muslim School will be the first participating school. Thereafter will be Highfield Muslim School, who can also come to the front, please. And third in this category will be Springs Muslim School. Unlike category one, we had six participating schools or madrasas. In category two, we only have three. For this category two, I'll hand you over to Maulana Naeem Dokrat, who does the community announcements on Radio Islam, as well as co-host with Maulana Kara. And that, they tell me, is much less than what he does actually behind the scenes. And also Maulana Suhaib Lasanya, who conducts the Friday night program from 8 p.m. and this Tuesday night Q&A. So I hand you over to these in their capable hands for the Category 2 of the Middleburg Muslim School General Knowledge Islamiyat Quiz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We will once again welcome all the parents, participants, the schools, the teachers, the muallims, the ulama that have gathered here. And say jazakallah to Middleburg Muslim School also for allowing us this opportunity to be the judge and being the course master. We really appreciate that you have considered Radio Islam. We say jazakallah for that. Now we move on to category number two. Obviously, in category number two, we have grade 7, 8, and 9. Grade 7, 8, 9, and we have three participating schools. We have Middleburg Muslim School, Highfield Muslim School, and Springs Muslim School. These three schools, they will be competing with one another, and the top two schools will be moving on to the final round, and inshallah, from there we will decide who will walk away with the grand prize and who will be winners of these three schools. So firstly, we start off with Middleburg Muslim School. We have three participants. Firstly, Aisha Sayed. Then we have Muhammad Riza Ghani. And thirdly, we have Atika Bapuji. So they are all sitting in front. Aisha Sayed, Muhammad Riza Ghani, and Atika Bapuji. We will start off with grade 7. Aisha Sayed, are you ready?
Sure.
The first question we are asking is from Islamic history. List two titles of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu.
As-Siddiq, the truthful, and Al-Hajjik, the savior.
G. Question number two. Name the leader of Quraysh tribe. Okay, name the leader of the Qarra tribe.
Abu Bakr.
Okay, section B. Fifth related question. The question is, what is the status of for males and females to make masah on the khuf?
Sunnah.
G. Multiple choice question, either A, B, or C. The question is, sajda tilawa becomes after reciting or listening to an ayah of sajda, fard, sunnah, or wajib?
Wajib.
Okay, moving on to section C, Quran related questions. Question says, in which surah of the Quran is Bismillah repeated twice?
Surah Namah.
Okay, question two. Which surah does not start with Bismillah?
Surah Toba.
Moving on to section D, general knowledge question. What is a person who studies rocks and physical formations called? Okay, the last question under general knowledge. Define the word karamat.
A person, a manifest act done by pious people.
Okay, and moving on to the final category, that is section E, and you need to spell the two words. Firstly, spell the word reporter.
R-E-P-O-R-T-E-R.
And spell the word opportunity.
O-P-P. U-T-U-R-I-T-Y.
Okay, Jazakallah. That was Aisha Sayed from Middleburg Muslim School, grade 7. Move on to grade 8 now, Muhammad Riza Ghani.
Muhammad Riza, are you ready?
Sure.
Right, we go to the Islamic history. The first question being, what was the kunya of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu?
Abu Hisham.
Name the person who ruled over Sham and was instrumental in the formation of the first naval force in Islam.
Abi Muawiyah.
In section B, Fiqh, which days are known as the days of Pir?
13, 14, and 15.
Name the Salah performed at the eclipse of the moon.
Salatul Khusuf.
In section C, Quran, a verse of the Quran read after every Fard Salah. The benefit of reading this verse is that nothing stops him from entering paradise except death. Name the verse.
Ayatul Kursi.
Which surah contains the longest ayat in the Quran?
Surah Baqarah.
Section D and the general knowledge. Who was the first female to be martyred in Islam?
Maya radiyallahu anhu.
Besides the four khulafa, name any two sahaba from the Ashra Mubashara.
Sayyidina Sa'ad, Abi Waqas, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf.
In section E, spelling. You have two words, the first word being incapable.
I-N-N-I-N-C-A-B-L-Y-E-L-Y.
The next word, paralyzed.
P-A-R-L-I-S-E.
Okay, we go on to Atika Bapuji.
Okay, Atika Bapuji from grade 9, Middleburg Muslim School. Are you ready? The first question from section A comes from Islamic history. Name the fourth Khalifa of Islam and his kuniya.
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu and Abu Hassan.
G. Question number 2. How many times did Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu perform Hajj on foot?
25.
Section B, fiqh related question, multiple choice question. Where will the Haji read Maghrib Salah and Isha Salah at the time of Isha time with one azan and iqamah? Is it Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah? A, B, or C? Mina, B, Arafat, or C, Muzdalifah?
Muzdalifah.
Question number 2. Which Salah is the performance of Fard Salah in a specific manner whilst in combat with the enemy in jihad?
Zatul Khawf.
Section C, Quran. Name the surah about which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan flees from the house in which the surah is read or recited.
Surah Baqarah.
Next question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is a verse in Surah Baqarah which enjoys a superiority over all other verses of the Quran. Name the surah.
The last ayat of Surah Baqarah.
Okay, moving on to section D, general knowledge. By whose house was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lodged when he migrated to Medina?
Medina Ayyub Ansari.
Okay, and the last question in this general knowledge. Who is Zaria, one who believes in the theory of evolution and eternity of time?
Zahriya.
Okay. Section E, spelling. Spell the word thoughtful.
T-H-O-U-J-I-J-G-H-D. F-U-L.
And final word, spell the word controversial.
C-O-N-R-E-V-A-S-I-O-L.
Okay, Jazakallah. So these were our three participants from Middleburg Muslim School. We had from grade 7, Aisha Sayyid, then from grade 8, Muhammad Reza Ghani, and grade 9, Adika.
JazakAllah. We now move on to Haifa Muslim School, and participants from Springs Muslim School can come forward.
We move on to the next school, category number 2. We have 3 participants also. IFL Muslim School from grade 7, we have Yusuf Evans. Grade 8, we have Yusuf Kota. And grade 9, we have Tahira Mirchi. So let's start with Yusuf Evans from grade 7, and he's from IFL Muslim School. Yusuf, are you ready?
Chief.
Okay, Yusuf from Section A, Islamic History. What was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father's name and his kunya? Okay, we move on to the second question. How many years after the year of the elephants was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu born?
6 years.
Okay, section B, fiqh. The question is, how many days and nights will a musafir make masa' on the Khufayn?
3.
Okay, next question, multiple choice question, either A, B or C. The question is, to place the forearms flat on the ground in sajda for males is A, sunnah, B, makruh or C, wajib?
Makruh.
Okay, moving on to section C, Quran related question. The question is, a Madani surah which alludes to conquest of Mecca, after the revelation of the surah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived for only 70 days. Name the surah.
Surah Kawthar.
Question number 2, Quran related question. In which surah there is a cure for all ailments?
Surah Fatiha.
Okay, general knowledge question. Who did the first heart transplant surgery at Sutter's Kirill Hospital in 1967? Okay, last question in section D, general knowledge question. What is istidraj?
Istidraj is a miraculous act performed by evil person.
Okay, and finally section E, spelling words. There are 2 words for you to spell. Firstly, spell the word repeater.
R-E-A-P-I-T-I-V-E.
And the last word for you to spell is disastrous.
D-I-S-A-T-I-R-O-U-S.
Okay, we move on to contestant number 2, Yusuf also, and his surname is Kota from IFL Muslim School from grade 8.
Yusuf, are you ready?
Okay.
Right. In section A under Islamic history, name the father of Umar radiallahu anhu.
Al-Khattab.
Who killed Jarjir Gregory?
Abdullah bin Zaid.
Section B, fiqh. When is the day of Arafah?
Seventh of Dhul-Hijjah.
Name the salah performed at the eclipse of the sun.
Salatul Khusuf.
Section C, and the Quran. How many times is the phrase فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman?
20 times.
The Quran mentions the incident of a number of pious youth who laid in the cave and were put in a deep sleep by Allah. Which surah describes this incident?
Surah Kahf.
And the general knowledge, from amongst the slaves, who was the first to accept Islam?
Bilal radiallahu anhu.
Besides the 4 khulafa, name any 2 sahaba from the Ashara Mubashara.
Talha radiallahu anhu, Abdul Rahman bin Auf.
Section E and the spelling. Printable.
P-R-I-N-T-A-B-L-E.
Supersede.
S-U-P-E-R-C.
We go on to our next contestant, Tahira Mirchi.
Okay, Tahir, are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to start with stage one, section A, Islamic history. The first question in section A is, what was the title given to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu?
Abu Hassan.
Question two, where is Hassan radiallahu anhu buried?
In the Baqi.
Okay, section B, fiqh question, multiple choice question. You need to say either A, B, or C. The question is, name the masjid where the Haji will perform Zohar and Asr at the time of Zohar with one azan and two iqama behind the imam. Is it A, Masjid al-Namira, B, Masjid al-Salam, C, Masjid al-Khayf?
A.
Okay, next question. Which kalima is recited 300 times in Salat Tasbih?
Kalima.
Section C, Quran related question. Question 1. In which surah is the name of Allah in every ayah?
Surah Nas.
Okay, next question, Quran related. Name two surahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited 1,000 years before the heavens and the earth.
Surah Falak and Surah Nas.
Okay, section D, general knowledge question. Who gifted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the mule named Dal? And the last question in section D, general knowledge. Who is a mu'attil?
A person who misses one or two rakat.
Okay, the final two questions we have is you need to spell two words. Firstly, spell the word ungraceful.
U-N-G-R-A-C-E-F-U-L.
And finally, spell the word pneumonia.
P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, this was Haifa Muslim School. We now go on to the third and the last participating school for this category 2, Springs.
Okay, in Springs Muslim Schools we have three learners. From grade 7 we have Azra Lambat, grade 8 Yasira Bamji, and grade 9 Mahdiya Sidat. These are the three participants, Azra Lambat, Yasira Bamji, and Mahdiya Sidat. They will be competing with the other two schools, and inshallah after this round we will have the scores for you. Okay, from grade 7, Springs Muslim School, Azra Lambat, are you ready?
Sure.
Your question is from the Islamic history. What was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's mother's name and kunya?
Fatma.
Okay, and the kunya?
Umm Salma.
Jazakallah, we move on further, section A, Islamic history. Question number 2. At what age did Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu start trading and doing business? Okay, section B, fiqh question. Question 1.
Define the word ma'zur.
A person who cannot keep his wudu for a full period.
Okay, question two in fiqh, it's a multiple choice question, either A, B or C, you need to give me the answer. Something means to pause after each posture in such a manner that the body is still before moving to the next position. Is it takrar, ta'adil or tahmid?
Ta'adil.
Moving on to section C, Quran. A Makki surah which shows the outcome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle who was his severest enemy. Name the surah.
Surah Lahab.
Jazakallah. Moving on to the next question. It says, how many ayat of sajda are there in the Quran according to Hanafi mazhab?
14.
And moving on to general knowledge question, section D. What is a person who studies plants called?
Anatomist.
Okay, and final question in general knowledge. What is ilham?
Inspiration received from Allah through the angels.
Okay, last two questions, that is from the spelling section, section E. Spell the word sprinter.
S-P-R-I-N-T-E-R.
And finally, spell the word colleague.
C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E.
Okay, we go on to Yasir Abamji. Your first question on the Islamic history, name the mother of Umar radiallahu anhu. Next question. The foster brother of Uthman radiallahu anhu.
Abdullah bin Sa'ad radiallahu
anhu. Section B in fiqh. Which day or days are regarded as the day of Ashura?
The 9th and 10th of Muharram.
A person who performs Salah alone is a Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who recites these two verses during the night will be sufficient for him. What are these verses?
Ayatul Kursi.
Give another name for Surah Fatiha.
Al-Shifa.
Under general knowledge, section D, who was the only virgin wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Sayyidina Aisha.
Name any two of the four imams of fiqh.
Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa and Sayyidina Ahmad bin Hanbal.
Section E, spelling. You have two words, the first word being revocable.
R-E-V-O-C-A-B-L-E.
The next word being psychiatrist.
P-H-P-H-Y-S-I-C-T-R-I-S-T.
Okay, Jazakallah Yasir Abamji. We're moving on to the third and the final contestant in this category from Springs Muslim School is Mahdia Siddat. Mahdia, are you ready?
Si.
Mahdia is from grade 9, section A, Islamic history. Who was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu related to Nabi? How was Ali radiallahu anhu related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
They were cousins.
Question number 2. What was the new Islamic capital made by Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu?
Medina.
Okay, Jazakallah. We move on to section B, fiqh related questions. Firstly, give us the meaning of the word ta'ziyah. Okay, second question under fiqh. Which salah is the performance of fard salah in a specific manner whilst in combat with the enemy in jihad?
Salatul Khusuf.
Okay, move on to section C, and this is Quran related questions. You need to give me the names of the surah. Firstly, name the surah in the Quran in which a certain prophet's incident is narrated as a complete story with the events listed in consecutive order. Okay, the second question under Quran. Once the people told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see the signs of old age beginning to show on you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the surah and the similar surahs have made me old. Name the surah.
Tawbah.
Okay, we're moving on to section D, general knowledge questions. Which Sahabi radiallahu anhu was asked to pass away in Basra? He lived for 103 years and had 72 sons and 18 daughters. Okay, and we move on to the last question under general knowledge. Who is a mu'attil? Okay, let's. There's a different question. Who is Ahlul Kitab?
The people of the book.
Question E, spelling words. Spell the word respectful.
R E S P E C. T-F-U-L.
And finally, spell the word ambiguous.
A-M-B-I-G-O-U-S.
Jazakallah. So that brings us to the end of category 2. And we had 3 participants from Swings Muslim School, Azra Alam, Kira Bamji, and Mahdiya Sidat.
Jazakumullah to all. With regards to grade, grade 9, Middleburg Muslim School, one question was unclear, so we're going to repeat that question to the participant, Atika Babuji, of Middleburg Muslim School, category 2, grade 9.
Name the current Minister of Finance.
Praveen Gordhan.
Jazakumullah khair. We'll go for a short break, but please do not leave, because soon we're going to continue with stage 2. And stage 2 in the final rounds, category 1 is Middleburg Muslim School and Madrasa Imaduddin. And category 2, stage 2 will be announced shortly.